Both Democrats Sue Minter and Republican Phil Scott have put economic development at the forefront of their gubernatorial campaign platforms, but they're offering starkly different paths to prosperity. And on Monday afternoon, Minter elaborated on her plan to stimulate the state's manufacturing sector. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Vermont's manufacturing industry may not be at its peak, but the sector still employs more than 30,000 residents and accounts for 10% of the state's gross domestic product.
So clearly it's an important sector that we have to continue to grow.
That's Sue Minter speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon in a 75,000-square-foot Essex Junction facility that manufactures skincare products. Minter visited the facility to unveil the latest piece of her economic development plan.
We're going to work with the Regional Planning and Development Corporation folks on developing a next-generation microgrid manufacturing hub.
Minter says she doesn't know where the hub would be located or who would fund its construction, but she says creating a dedicated grid fed either by renewable energy projects or existing utility power could help manufacturers secure lower-cost electricity. Minter says the hub is one small component of a larger economic development proposal. Minter says the backbone of that proposal would be a special task force that includes leaders in the technology, agriculture, manufacturing, and energy sectors. The task force, an idea Minter first announced back in June, would issue proposals for economic development initiatives in the first 90 days of Minter's administration.
A governor can set a vision. A governor can bring leaders together, can actually set new goals and plans and accomplish them. That's what I have experience doing, setting goals, accomplishing those goals.
Minter's Republican rival says he has a different vision for how to grow the state's economy. Brittany Wilson is the campaign manager for Republican candidate Phil Scott.
Phil believes in growing our economy, and that means getting our fiscal house in order first.
Scott has proposed steep reductions in the rate of growth in state spending. Wilson says he's also proposed a slate of tax incentives that Scott says are needed to stimulate business growth.
Whereas Sue feels that business mandates and increasing taxes are what is going to get us there.
Wilson is referencing a plan by Minter to offer Vermonters 2 years of tuition-free community or technical college. Minter says she'd pay for the plan with tax increases on banks. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.